Well, Pastor, I don't have any humor tonight because this is supposed to be a short devotional. The humor will come in the business meeting. No, I'm just saying. So I'm going to, what does Pastor say? Be brief, be bright, and be gone. So that's what I'm fixing to do. And I'm just going to talk for a very few minutes on God's amazing closed doors. We love to talk about God's open doors, and God opened a door. Don't we even sing a song, Beyond the Open Door? There's a fresh and new anointing. If God opened the door, there is. If somebody else opened the door, it could be dangerous. But we love the open doors. We associate open doors a lot of times with the favor of God, opportunities, moving into a new blessing, and the wonderful idea, perhaps promotion. God opened the door. But on the other end of the spectrum, this is how we think. We look at closed doors a lot of times as rejection. He must not love me as much as he used to. Maybe I did something wrong. The door closed. Maybe it's a lack of favor or just plain failure. Sometimes if the door closes, we feel like a failure. And really, we're not looking at doors the right way. Our perceptions are really far from the truth. We do ourselves a great disservice when we beat ourselves up or go into depression when a door closes. The truth is, God uses both open doors and closed doors to lead us. He has a path he wants us on, and he guides us down that path very carefully when we start to go too far this way. He closes the door and says, get back over here on this path right over here. Oh, well, Lord, that looks so fascinating over here. Well, that's not the path for you. I remember one time Sister Stark was talking at a ladies' retreat, and she said they were at a time in their marriage, early in their marriage, and she had to get a job. And she had applied at this place, and they called her and told her she had the job. And when she went to pray about it, the Lord spoke to her and he said, if you take that job, it's going to take you down a path that I don't want you on, far from the ministry that I have planned for you. So she, even though that was an open door, she didn't take it. So every door, open or closed, is not necessarily the will of God. So we have to look at doors, open and closed, differently. It's almost like a kid in the backyard playing, the gate is closed. My mom won't let me go out there on the highway and run around, and I don't know why. There's a reason the gate is closed. There might be things beyond an open gate or an open door that will destroy you. And you have no clue. You have no idea. So don't look at it as a failure. There was a man that got a call to come to a big city for a worldwide company, a high position, a position he really wanted. So he flew to the town, and he actually went to a church before he went to the interview, and he went up to the pastor and he said, would you pray for me? Because this is the job, the dream job I've always wanted, but I don't want to just go and apply, have my interview without prayer. So they gathered around him, prayed for favor, prayed for opportunity, opened doors. And he went, and the interview went awesome. And they said they would bring him back for a second interview. So he flew home. So many weeks later, he comes back, flies to town, contacts the pastor, says, please pray for me. I'm going for my second interview. Did the same routine, gathered around him, prayed, believed God. This was his dream. The interview went fabulous. He flew home. He thought, it's almost in the bank. It's almost in my pocket. I'm almost there. So they called him for his final interview. Flew into the town, went to the church, had the pastor and the people pray. He went into his final interview, and they said something like this, you are incredible, you're an awesome guy. There's just so much potential there, but we don't think you're the perfect fit for this position. Yeah. And the door closed just like that. So he called the pastor again. This time he needed prayer for depression. Crash! And he said, I just can't believe it. All of my eggs were in that basket. All of my hopes and dreams and assurances. And I made it to the third interview. And he was literally depressed. Ever been there? Ever felt that way? Ever start beating yourself up? I must have done something wrong. God's mad at me. The interesting part of the story, this is a true story, exactly 2 years later, the whole company folded, went bankrupt, thousands of people lost their jobs worldwide. And he said, if I would have gotten that job, he was only 2 or 3 years from his retirement. He said, I would have lost 30 years of retirement benefits that I had built up. And he said, because God closed that door, my whole future was solid and secure. And he looked back on that depression and thought, what a waste of emotional energy. God has amazing closed doors. We just have to have the ability to trust him. If God opens a door, be thrilled. But if he closes it, he's got something better already prepared. Just start praying for it and looking for it, because he rules over all of my doors, open or closed.
Teasing, but after hearing that, I felt like we could go home. Almost. That's rich. Insight, you know, is a form of wealth. Happy is the man who gets it. The number one reason why people backslide is something happens and people don't get it. They don't get it. And he dealt with me about that when he gave me that message when Ember was killed. I didn't get it, and I was out on my prayer roads, and wouldn't you be also, saying, what was this about again? What was this? And he started talking to me so fast, I couldn't write fast enough, so I had to pick up my little dictaphone, my little recorder, tiny little mini cassette recorder, or it's a digital chip, I guess, and I had to start speaking into it because I couldn't write fast enough. He really wants to give us insight. And, the scripture says, the steps of a good man are order of the Lord. But I like to say it this way. The steps and the stops of a good man are ordered of the Lord. So he doesn't just order our steps. He also orders our stops. Woo, thank you for that beautiful, beautiful devotional. So, man, we are on a roll tonight. Praise God. Our tabulating committee is coming. Brother Noah, Brother Mike, God bless these good men. They're going to help us. We have some things to get done tonight, so we appreciate their help. Also, most of you know that live stream is not my first pick. I would just assume we did not have to have live stream. But in deference, what does deference mean? You defer, deference. You defer to somebody else's needs and wants. So because we have Brother Frank and Sister Gwen,